Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah taking care of Franklin. Always a tough deal to go over to Franklin, but coach, you know, first thoughts this morning, sure is nice to go over there and get a win. And I think, by my count, it's the first time that we've gotten a win at Franklin, I think, since 1999. It's a good place to be right now at 9-1 and continue to be undefeated in the conference and to be able to clinch a share of the conference title. I still got a lot of work to do, but in a good spot this morning.
Absolutely. You know, it's a to go over there and get a win, obviously, is tough. You know, you fight a lot of things when you go over there, and certainly we did again last night, but I thought the resiliency of our kids was outstanding. You know, we didn't booger last night when we, you know, faced some adversity. The guys did a really good job of stepping up and had a great win last night. Really good week for the sports at Pisgah High School. Soccer had a huge win on Monday against Franklin. JV's in varsity. Our JV team, football team, turned around on Thursday night, had a huge win against Franklin, and then, of course, last night. So good win for the Pisgah Nation versus Franklin last week.
Absolutely. Yeah. At what point or was there ever a factor going back to the weather? A lot of teams played on Thursday. Obviously, you know, we played last night, and probably a third of the teams in the region played last night. Was there any conversations about that you're aware of?
No, we didn't have any conversations. I talked to Coach Brooks about midweek, and you know, that conversation was never brought up. I know a couple years ago we played over at Cherokee.
Right.
You know, when we had that situation when their field was flooded a little bit. But, you know, that was one of those unique circumstances. But, no, I felt certain we would play it. I felt certain we'd play it on Friday. I knew they weren't going to move it, and they certainly weren't going to come to Pisgah.
Right.
So I just, you know, we kind of knew early on in the week, and I really thought it might have favored us, you know, if it was bad conditions. Based off of what I thought we could do. You know, I thought we could do really good against their run, and we did. I think we only gave up 36 yards of rushing.
Yeah, I think it was about split.
Like that, or 63 or something like that. Yeah. I'll have to go back and look
yeah.
at it.
So. Yeah, no, it was a low total in both places. They had a difficult time trying to run the football, as has been the case against a lot of teams for us this year. Again, I thought that you guys were really good between the tackles, and you really stretched them out there, too. Just not a lot of opportunities for big plays for them on the ground. And in many ways, it forced them to throw it around a lot, I think.
It did. You know, I'm sitting here looking at the stats now. We gave up, defensively, 173 yards of offense. I think 68 of it came on that last touchdown throw, but we only gave up 35 yards rushing, which is, against a Franklin team, yeah. is phenomenal. Just did an outstanding job there. 13 first downs, I'm looking at what they had, but they only had 4 in the second half. So I think you see those adjustments coming back in again. You know, we were able to do it halftime. Offensively, we had 300 yards of offense, even 15 first downs. And again, we had 10 first downs in the second half. So I thought our coaches did a really good job getting our kids to settle down at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had quite a few penalties, 6 penalties in the first half. We cut that to 2 in the second
right.
half. So did some really good things at halftime. Got our kids settled down, made a couple of adjustments. Field position was key.
Right.
We knew it would be. We knew we needed it. We lost the field position
right.
in the first half. And just thought our kids did a really great job of rebounding in the second half. Nice job by our seniors being good leaders for us. And you know, came out with a win.
What was your take last night? And we talked about that too. There was a pretty big discrepancy in terms of the fouls in the first half. What was your thoughts around that? Certainly, feel real good about being able to clean that up in the second half and get those things taken care of. But certainly, there were some things that needed to be addressed in that first half, and were able to correct it. But what were your thoughts on those fouls in the first?
You know, the one thing that I came away with, and I think this probably is something that we haven't thought of or talk about very much, when you go from association to association, each group referees different, looks for particular things differently. You know, they're all on the same guidelines of, you know, what the rules are, but some of them harp more on different things.
Right.
And sometimes when we get in situations going to the another association, our kids are used to being able to play one way in our association and go there and it takes just a little bit to figure out exactly
sure.
how far we're going to be able to go with some things or, you know, any of those circumstances like that. And I think that was probably true last night. You know, as you saw some of the fouls, I think we had, like I said, 6 in the first half, but we went to 2 in the second
right.
half. You know, made some adjustments and, you know, just got our kids calmed back down. You know, it was very, and it always has been, you know, it's going to be a very heated rivalry game, and certainly it was last night.
Going back to this week again, obviously having to get your guys refocused after that huge win last week, was that something that was difficult, or were they ready to go to work on Monday first thing?
No, they were ready to go to work. Yeah. It was a good week of practice. Probably was a little bit slower than we wanted on Tuesday, which is a pretty physical day for
right.
us, and you know, talked to the kids afterwards, and we weren't satisfied with the practice on Tuesday and came back in on Wednesday and just had a great practice. So felt good going into the game. You know, obviously we were as healthy as we could be as well, and just a great effort. And that was the one thing we talked to our seniors about, you know, last night. You know, we have the sign in the stadium, "How will you be remembered?"
Mm.
And you know, we went back, you know, November 17th, 2017. This is where the season finished. You know, seniors, how are you going to be remembered, you know, last time playing over here at Franklin? And, you know, they wanted to make sure they took care of it, and it was a good win for us.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
A bit of a factor, and obviously playing on the natural surface is unusual for us to do. But, you know, I want to go back to the first half again. And obviously, it was, you know, I had some trouble, I think, getting things going offensively. But, you know, Corey was able to find some rhythm. I think one of the big plays that I remember in that first half was Tanner's run to get things going there to break the ice for us. And that was at the beginning of the second quarter, I think, after not either team being able to score in the first half. But, you know, Tanner breaking off that big run, and you go back and you look at his numbers, he had really, really solid numbers, and there's that leadership that you expect from him, and he was able to really kick off things, I think, for us offensively last night.
You know, he had 11 carries for 136 yards rushing, had three receptions, I think, for 39 yards and a touchdown. You know, certainly he is another one of those great seniors that has certainly shown great leadership. Jonathan Mahaffey came in. He had 93 yards rushing last night. A lot of critical first downs he helped us get. You know, you mentioned Corey with 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Kane and 1 to Tanner. But, you know, it all was set up front. You know, that was the thing. And we had to find the set, you know, the personnel package that we felt like we could move the ball in. We found that right before halftime and, you know, on Tanner's run, and we really stuck to that in there in the second half. And, you know, was able to move the ball. Again, offensively, the field position is what got us in the first
yeah.
half. We just could not get the field flipped, and when Tanner had the long run, we finally flipped the field and got in and scored.
Right.
You know, and then we kept that field position there in the second half, and certainly that was good to see.
Usually we like to start with the football in the second half. That's 2 weeks in a row, both wins, but 2 weeks in a row that it's not worked out as well for us, right?
You know, we lost the toss. I'm going to have to get somebody else to get out there. I've got the skinny boys out there, and I've got the big boys back behind them, the seniors. And to start the season, we were just the opposite. We had the big guys out and the skinny guys on the back end, and so we may have to flip it. We had a little bit better luck with the coin toss with the other guys. So we'll see this week as we go into the Brevard game.
And again, we were talking about that first half and trying to get things going and establish, able to go in. It ended up being tied at halftime. And we mentioned this. game got a little bit chippy from time to time there in that second half, but or second quarter, excuse me. But that's kind of to be expected, I guess, because of the weight of the game, and everybody understood that. But again, I thought the kids after, you know, it could have really sort of unraveled a little bit. I remember us calling a timeout to sort of bring everything back together, and then that was it, seems to me. And then I thought in the second half that, you know, things were really smooth. The game sort of slowed down some, but I thought we were able to take away some of their energy, too, in the second half based on what we were able to do.
I think that's why it's such a difficult place to play and obviously get a win. It's very easy to become frustrated with, you know, whatever comes up, and some of it was self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that we weren't guilty of some of the things going on, but, you know, in the same breath, it's easy for young kids to get frustrated and lose focus and, you know, their composure. And, you know, it was something we needed to do to call the timeout to kind of get the kids back together and get us calmed down and get ready to go again. And, I come back to the senior leadership. I thought our seniors did a good job of pulling us in the direction we needed to go to get a win.
I want to go back to the what we were able to do defensively up front. I thought Cam was very active up front last night, really mixing some things up. I thought there were, you know, several times where they didn't quite have, you know, the options that they probably wanted to have. But again, I thought your guys, that front four last night defensively, played really, really well again last night too.
Oh, the rushing yardage, I mean, tells the tale. 35 yards of rushing, again, against a Franklin team who that's what they hang their hat on. You know, we felt like we could force them to pass it, and we'd have to make some plays on the back end, and we did. And our, you know, one of the young men that we don't probably talk a whole lot about, and we've got to come up with a nickname for him, because he is just, for the other teams, the opposing teams, he is a heartbreaker. I mean, you just think you've got a great ball, and he goes up and takes it away, and that's Zeke Long.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the fake punt that they threw up, took the ball away from the
right.
Kid made a great play, high pointed it, got over top of Zeke, and as he's coming down, Zeke takes it away from him. And then you had the other interception that he had in the other end zone. You know, he has just played so well in the back end. Lewis Mahaffey had a very similar play on Thursday night. Kid had a great catch over the top of Lewis, and as he comes down, Lewis wrestles the ball away from him. And those are just those hustle plays. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just those plays that you want it more than they do. And, I mean, they thought they had a touchdown scored last mm-hmm. night in a big play, and, you know, Zeke just took it right away from them. But you've got to have plays like that. You've got to have playmakers that can go up and do things. And, you know, Zeke doesn't say a whole lot, kind of a quiet kid, but he was certainly getting after it last night, and we needed him. We needed to certainly thankful that, you know, he was able to make those plays for us.
And he's one of those kids that you recruited in the hallways of Pisgah High School, too, once upon a time.
Yeah, right? He was, Zeke wasn't somebody that had played for us early on in his career, and, you know, got him to come out and be a part of the team, be a part of the program. And, you know, I can go back and pinpoint so many pivotal plays that he's helped us, you know, win ball games in. And, you know, he's not the only one, but mm-hmm. it's also a good story, you know, from how we got him and, you know, what he has done for us as a program. And I'm thankful, obviously, to have him with us and another example of a great senior.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell, Sean, WPTL.
Hometown Hardware is your paint and stain headquarters. Now carrying Olympic, PPG, Flood Pro Series, Ready Seal, Cabot, and TWP Wood Stain. Now through October 31st, $2 off any gallon of stain. Hometown Hardware has all of your painting supplies to help your fall painting projects. Come enjoy lunch at Hometown Hardware in Canton. Thursday, October 11th, 11 to 2. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Coach, again, I want to go back and talk about special teams. I thought in particular in the last 2 weeks, place-kicking game has been very solid. Last week, in terms of kickoffs, I thought that we were really, really in good shape there. And we were very average last night as well. A little bit different look to that. Obviously, making those mid-level kicks to try to limit what they were able to do in terms of their return and really relying on your guys to get downfield. I thought they did a great job with that, too. And you're talking about flipping the field. When guys are starting their drives on the 20 and the 18 as opposed to the 40, that makes a big difference. But, again, place kicking and the kickoff team really solid again last night.
They were. A couple of highlights out of last night's game from that. Obviously, the first one is Brian, did all of our PATs and field goal stuff and kickoffs last night. He hit all three of his PATs. Cam had a punt inside the five, which was phenomenal. I think Smitty was able to help down inside the five-yard line. Obviously, Zeke had the interception on the fake punt. But some of these individual efforts, and I call him Smitty, Hunter Smith. Smitty had a great tackle on the kickoff, split the gap as the kids running back towards their bench. Shoelace tackles him. Ryan Reynolds had a great hit last night. On the kickoff, I think Zeke had the guy's legs wrapped up, and Ryan came flying in, and just a great, solid hit. Christian Kermeens had another great tackle on the kickoff, splitting the seam. They were just some outstanding special teams play, and our kids are taking pride in the special teams. And when you can get that to happen, special things are going to happen, and they have. And it's neat to see. There's somebody wants to come off that field with their name being called on those special teams. Yeah. And I thought that was just really good special teams play last night by our team.
We talked probably 3 weeks ago about this stretch and about individual matchups, and so. Our matchup versus Hendersonville obviously looked a little bit different, than it did last night. Jonathan made the comment, and it was the right call, that this is a different Franklin team, I think, a little bit last night, because you're used to having that feature back that is just going to pound you. And I thought they, threw more than maybe I might remember them doing in the past. But when you go back and you analyzed what the matchups actually ended up being after what our beliefs were in terms of watching film, did it shake out the way that you thought that it might?
It did. We felt pretty good, defensively about what we thought we could stop inside of the box. We knew they were going to have to take shots. If you look back at last week's game that they had against East Henderson, that was where most of their yardage was gained as well, was through the air, which is a little bit surprising for those guys. But, good coaching staffs are going to figure out what they do the best, with each team that comes in. And certainly they did. Another young man I didn't mention on special teams was Devin Dodge. And Devin had some really good returns on the punt. Had one that we got called back in the block in the back, and we did. We blocked in the back as they were coming down through there. But he's been solid for us, on the punt returns. Just done a really good job for us. And you look back at games and you see certain individual efforts, but when you have so many different individuals with great efforts, you have a great team win. You mentioned the front, the defensive front. You're talking about JD and Taryn and Merritt and Cam. Just did an outstanding job. When they tried to run wide, we strung it out.
Right.
Secondary got involved and helped them with the tackles. When they tried to go in between the tackles, we kept the backers clean. You saw them in there making tackles with Colton and, Jonathan Mahaffey and Christian Kermeens, and just saw some really good play. And then, on the offensive side, we moved the ball.
Right.
Those linemen up front, did a great job as well. Travis Schuford has been solid for us at center all year long. We got the light package, and then we have the heavy package, and you have all those different linemen come in, but our tackles pretty much stay the same with Nealon and Merritt, and Merritt's playing both ways right now.
Right.
That's another thing that you got to look at. And Tucker Lokerson came in and played for us last night, offensive line, which was good to have him come in. It's just been it's neat to see all of the pieces come together and to have a good win. And this is one thing that I did not do in 2016. We were in a very similar situation. We had won the game the week before the last game of the season, and we had clinched at least a share of a title. And, of course, we went on to Brevard that year and ended up losing. And I told our kids last night, we have earned a conference championship. Now, if we go on and beat Brevard next week, then we win it outright and give ourselves a chance for, you know, home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But I'm not going to get lost in the fact of all of the hard work and everything that has come together. You have both of your programs at Pisgah High School have clinched at least a share of a conference championship. I don't know how long ago this been or if it has been done here. It hasn't been done since I've been here to have both programs do that. And I'm certainly very proud of our program and where we're at. I think our coaches have done an outstanding job. Our kids have done a great job. And I'm going to enjoy that this weekend because it's been a lot of hard work to get to this point. Undefeated JV team, you know, undefeated in the conference varsity team, sitting there at 9-1. Been a good season. We still got a lot left to go. You know, got one more game with Brevard, tough game coming up. But I am going to enjoy this, and I told our kids to do that last night because we didn't do that in 16. We were so much in a hurry to get to that next game, and we need to slow down and enjoy what we've accomplished so far and get back to work on Monday.
Speaking of the JV program and the JV team, again, your thoughts around their game from this Thursday?
Just a couple of stats for those guys. 334 yards of offense, had 17 first downs, gave up 94 yards. Mm. Franklin only didn't have any conference losses, gave up 94 yards of offense. They only had 4 first downs, had some phenomenal play all the way around. Levi Cagle had 109 yards rushing, 22 yards receiving. Obviously, we mentioned Lewis's name on the big interception. Kane Fortney, you know, coming in and playing quarterback for us, has done a phenomenal job as well. Jackson Gerald got him back finally from a groin injury. Yeah. He was healthy again, and it starts up front again for us on defense. You know, I mean, those guys up front, Coach Francis's bunch in between the tackles, and Coach Cagle, who helps do those defensive ends, those guys have been solid on both the varsity and the JV program for us.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Are you planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
The First County Hospital in North Carolina. Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist in orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, I want to just catch up before I forget again in terms of injury updates. Obviously came out, I think, last night pretty clean, but in terms of where the other guys have been that we've lost over the period of the year, and of course it's not that many, but certainly they're evident, just to check in on those guys at this point.
You know, we had lost Kane early, had gotten hurt last week in the game that we had. And he was limited early in the week for us, had him checked out. He was kind of a game-time decision on how he was going to go. Certainly wanted to play and, you know, got a good report back on him early Friday morning, late Thursday evening. You know, got the green light for him to go. He was really the biggest, you know, concern we had. We've got some bumps and bruises. poor Merrick's got a bruise on his shin that's not going to go away for a long time, I think. It's one of those deep contusions and swells up.
Did he take a helmet?
He did early in the season, and we just can't get it to go away. Yeah. You know, we're padding him up, you know, on that shin, but certainly he's gutted it out as well. And, you know, we got some kids battling some of those type things, but, you know, significant injuries, at least on the varsity, we're okay. We did lose Gabe Nussman early this week with the JVs. He's going to be out for a couple of weeks with a knee. You know, hopefully everything goes well for him. Not surgical or anything like that, but, you know, one of those things that happened in the practice and scout team look. But other than that, we seem to be okay. Obviously, we're, you know, moving in the right direction. You know, got another big game coming up. It's funny, this season has flown by.
Yes, it has.
We're already almost in November, and the good seasons are like that. They fly by too quick. You know, it's going to be the tale of three parts of a season. You know, you had your regular season, then your conference, and we're going to have the open date again.
Yeah.
And then go into playoffs. So
is that a good thing?
I think it is. I think it is. You know, we had the open date before we started conference. Gave us a week to kind of catch our breath. I'm looking forward to getting to that open week, you know, before the playoffs.
We did that 2 years ago.
Did it 2 years ago.
And had that home run.
And we did. And we needed it because, if you remember, in 16, we were not playing our best ball late in the year. And, of course, Brevard ended up beating us, and we shared the conference. And we needed that week to kind of rebound and gather ourselves, and then made a nice little run.
Yeah.
Got three rounds deep in the playoffs. So, you know, hopefully that will happen again. I want to talk about the crowd last night for us. Really good crowd that showed up to support us. You know, if you haven't had a chance to come watch those JV's last home game next week against Brevard, Brevard has one conference loss. JV-wise, their varsity has one conference loss. So both of their programs are playing for the same thing we are. I expect a great game for the JV night, but it has the feel of the years that it used to come down to Pisgah and Brevard last game of the year. I'm thankful that one of us is not going to not have to make the playoffs like it used to come down to, but I'm excited about going over there. I enjoy going to that stadium and playing. I hope we pack it. I know we will have a lot of my people will come from Rosmond to come watch that game. But I hope we pack the stands. I hope it's one of those just electric atmospheres. I was a little disappointed last night that there weren't more people at the game. I thought we did a good job filling our side, but I was a little disappointed as I looked across the way and I didn't see what I would have thought a great crowd with numbers with everything that they were still playing for. So I want to say thank you to those people that traveled and come watched us. We do appreciate that. It does mean a lot to us, and I'm hopeful that we travel really well going to Brevard next week.
Back with our final segment, Brett Chappell Show this morning. Back in a moment, WPTL is the voice of the Black Bears.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
It's the time of year we really start paying attention to what everybody else is doing in 2A and start thinking about playoffs and numbers and those kinds of things. Not a lot of change, it doesn't look like, from last week to this week. Most of the teams that you would expect to win did win either Thursday or Friday, so that stays where it is. Again, we're still in pretty good shape in terms of what that looks like ourselves. You know, the state will be releasing those average daily membership numbers pretty soon, and you'll be able to know for sure, both in terms of where the split is between the smaller division and the larger division. And then after the brackets come out, you'll also know where those lines are between the East and the West. Don't have any reason to believe that we wouldn't be in the 2AA West at this point, as we have been, but our numbers have changed just a little bit in the last year or two, haven't they?
They have. You know, we're those ADM numbers should come out this coming week. You should see those come out online, and I'm sure the Citizen Times and the Mountaineer and all, everybody will post those when they come out. I know what our numbers have been. I know they fluctuate a little bit through the first part of the school year, but I can tell you we are right under 1,000 students. We're probably about when they did the realignment, I think we were maybe 1,020, something like that. Yeah. So we're, you know, we're probably about 25 kids short of when they did realignment. Some really big games this week. Not only us playing Brevard, South Point,
right.
and Shelby Plot,
right.
which will be huge on how the brackets fall as well. So a lot of big games this coming week for week 11.
Yeah, and we'll certainly have all that action and information for you. So this week, 6:30 will be our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe. Preview 7 o'clock game call. We'll be right back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.